Delta Society.
Please go to www.congress.gov/. Again, that's congress.gov/. Thank you.
Reducing carbon pollution in our power plants. We have a moral obligation to lead the fight against carbon pollution. For more information, go to whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. A step toward cleaner air and healthier communities. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency released a vital component of the President's Climate Action Plan. For more information, please visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. Medicare no longer excludes sex reassignment surgery from coverage. The exclusion was no longer reasonable because the surgery is safe and effective and can no longer be considered. The EPA is working with states and other key stakeholders to help ensure that natural gas extraction does not come at the expense of public health and the environment. The agency's focus is to provide oversight, guidance, and, where appropriate, rulemaking that achieve the best possible protections where Americans live, work, and play. The agency is improving our scientific understanding of hydraulic fracturing, providing regulatory clarity with respect to existing laws, and using existing authorities to enhance health and environmental safeguards. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
An important message given by President Obama follows. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard and is asking people to contact their member of Congress to voice an opinion. The president said the following: our businesses should only employ people legally authorized to work in the United States. Businesses that knowingly employ undocumented workers are exploiting the system to gain an advantage over businesses that play by the rules. The president's proposal is designed to stop these unfair hiring practices and hold these companies accountable. At the same time, this proposal gives employers who want to play by the rules a reliable way to verify that their employees are here legally. An important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard and is asking people to contact their member of Congress to voice an opinion. Mandatory phased-in electronic employment verification. The president's proposal provides tools for employers to ensure a legal workforce by using federal government databases to verify that the people they hire are eligible to work in the United States. Penalties for hiring undocumented workers are significantly increased, and new penalties are established for committing fraud and identity theft. The new mandatory program ensures the privacy and confidentiality, an important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard and is asking people to contact their member of Congress to voice an opinion. Combat fraud and identity theft. The proposal also mandates a fraud-resistant, tamper-resistant Social Security card and requires workers to use fraud and tamper-resistant documents to prove authorization to work in the United States. The proposal also seeks to establish a voluntary pilot program to evaluate new methods to authenticate identity and combat identity theft. An important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the
end. Please go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, that's whitehouse.gov/. Thank you.
National Broadband Plan. The National Broadband Plan sets out a roadmap to stimulate economic growth, spur job creation, and boost America's capabilities. The plan includes sections focusing on economic opportunity, education, healthcare, energy and the environment, government performance, civic engagement, and public safety. For more information, visit fcc.gov. That's www.fcc.gov. A step toward cleaner air and healthier communities. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency released a vital component of the President's Climate Action Plan. For more information, please visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us.gov/. Again, that's